The U.S. Supreme Court will now hear arguments regarding the Justice Department's lawsuit over a new Texas abortion law in only 9 days, a week from Monday. The court also said it would allow the law to remain in place in Texas for now. Jonathan Turley, a legal scholar and professor at George Washington University Law School, joined us earlier to talk about this. He used the word enjoin a few times in the discussion. It's a legal term that means to prohibit by judicial order.
So they have given the parties until Wednesday to file their briefs, and then they're going to have the oral argument the first week of November. The question here is whether the court's going to get to the meat of the question, which is whether states like Texas can impose these types of limitations in that pre-viability period, in this case as early as 6 weeks. There is another case on the docket which was accepted to answer that question. It's called Dobbs. It's out of Mississippi, and it is also going to be heard by the Supreme Court. What a lot of us are wondering is whether the court is going to focus on the more technical issues here. The court previously refused to enjoin this law, and a number of the justices said it would be improper to do so. They were asking the court to enjoin judges and clerks. And the court said, well, we really don't do that. This is a novel law, but it's not the type of thing that you enjoin in the conventional sense. Those justices are likely to have the same view with this. So there's going to be a major fight on the case when it is heard. The interesting aspect is that Chief Justice Roberts voted with the left of the court in dissent to try to enjoin this law earlier, and so he could very well do so again.
In its treatment of the Texas abortion law, is the Supreme Court's conservative majority almost acting as if Roe has already been overruled?
I don't think it is. There's good reason for concern, particularly with the Dobbs case. The Dobbs case doesn't have any off-ramps. It has a single question, and that is whether states can legislate limitations in that pre-viability period. That is as direct as you can get. And you now have a reconstituted court, including Justice Barrett, who wrote as an academic rather profound and long analysis of Roe. She did not treat it as the type of precedent that others often cite as super precedent. Quite to the contrary, she was very critical of Roe v. Wade. So you may have, I think, five justices who are willing to impose significant limitations on Roe. Now, whether they would go further to overturn Roe v. Wade is a good faith question, but I think most of us assume that they're more likely to limit Roe and to expand the right of states in passing legislation during these earliest periods of pregnancy.
Jonathan Turley, legal scholar and professor at George Washington University Law School. A week from Monday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the Texas abortion case. Then in December, it is the Mississippi abortion case, which may have an even more direct and profound effect on Roe versus Wade. We'll be watching it all for you here on WTOP and WTOP.com.